Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
You mentioned earlier this morning that you opened your pool this long weekend, so it's all set to go for another swimming season at the Campbell household.
It's open and it's freezing.
Yeah, the crazy kids. I saw a picture that you put on Facebook that they were in the pool already. That is ridiculous. They should know better.
They're kids. They don't
I blame their parents.
They get hypothermia. They don't care about hypothermia.
So how do you feel? What are the rules? I always remember when I was a kid visiting a friend's place who had a pool, and in the washroom, no, outside at the pool, there was a sign that said, "Welcome to our ool." Notice there is no P in it. Please keep it that way. What rules do you have at home, Jennifer Campbell?
I like that. I like that rule very much. Mm-hmm. I like the sign that says, "I don't swim in your toilet. Don't pee in my pool."
Fair enough.
But I know that children pee in the pool. That's why I over chlorinate and hope for the best.
I knew you were going to say that. So this is in preparation for swimming season. The effort is once again on to prevent people from doing just that, because we know it happens. Kids and, dare we say, adults do it too, sadly. So I guess half of the people surveyed in this study incorrectly believe that there's a chemical that's added to pools that turn the water a certain color if you do that.
That's a great way to get the kids not to do it.
Exactly.
You tell them the water will turn like pink if they do it.
Exactly.
But I think most of the children know that's a myth now.
Yeah, they've busted it already?
The best way to do it is the way I'm doing it. Tell them you're allowed to pee on that tree. They love it. They think it's the best thing ever that they can
Boys,
get out of the pool
sure.
and go pee on the tree.
Here's the most interesting part, though. 71% of people in this study blame chlorine for causing a swimmer's eyes to get red.
Mm-hmm.
It's not chlorine, Jennifer Campbell.
It's pee, isn't it?
It is. It's the mixture, because the pee depletes the chlorine and actually produces the irritant that makes your eyes turn red.
Gag.
Also, that strong smell of chlorine you pick up on at pools,
mm-hmm.
it's not chlorine.
Farwell.
It's what you smell. I know. Should I have given
You're
a warning, a parental
the whole
advisory?
Swimming experience.
No, see, this is why I don't swim in public pools. I only
right.
swim in my pool.
What you actually smell are chemicals that form when chlorine mixes with pee, sweat, and dirt from swimmers' bodies. You're welcome. I know.
I can't do the public pool.
Well,
I can't do it.
But more than, I hate to break it to you, more than you and your kid use your pool.
Well,
I'm sure
again,
your friends are
have,
wonderful people. I get it. But wow, I don't know.
I don't have a swim up bar like at Mexico where you see and you're like, that dude's been sitting there for 6 hours and he's had 22 Coronas. I'm pretty sure he's definitely peeing in the pool.
Oh.
No, I'll use whatever I can get, bribery, whatever. Go pee on the tree for the kids or to the big folks. Come on out. I'll get you beer right after you go pee. It's okay, get the floor wet in the house. It's fine. Just pee in the toilet.
Not in the pool.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.